Chair Colton, commissioners, good morning. My microphone on. Got me turned down. Just before we start, Commissioner Byworth mentioned the Madison, just so you're all aware, that scoping survey went out right before Thanksgiving. Within the first 24 hours, we had over 1,500 responses. As of this morning, we're over 3,000. Don Scar and I are taking bets on how high that's going to go, but it's great to see such a great response. We also have close to 100 emailed comments, so it's a great response we're getting on that. So we're going to try to keep you moving fast this morning. I know wildlife is anxious to get up here. Our first item is the Upper Missouri River Reservoir Fisheries Management Plan. This is a final item for you this morning. Feels like we've been working on this plan for a very long time. Just as a reminder, you approved the draft plan for public comment at the October meeting. The plan builds upon two previous management plans and has had extensive scoping, public meetings, public comment periods, multiple citizen work groups, lots of deliberations by staff, the public, and the commissioners. During the comment period, we hosted four open houses, which were all very well attended. We accepted written comments at the open houses, emailed comments, online comments, and mailed comments. We received comments from 37 individuals. You'll also remember that we took quite a bit of comment during the October Commission meeting. Appendix E in your packet of the plan has our responses to all those public comments. The majority of comments received were on walleye management, yellow perch management, and river management. You also should have copies of all the raw comments.
I do not have the cover sheet on my material.
Thank you. I don't either.
We have the application twice in there, but not the cover sheet.
Chair, would you like me to hold and wait or continue? As I was saying, Appendix E that's in the management plan has our responses to all of the public comments that we received. You also received copies of all the raw comments as written. During the October meeting, as I mentioned, we also received significant comments from the public. Seems like we still have a problem. Here to make wildlife look better. Welcome, Ken McDonald. Becky will be giving us a song and a dance. All right, so I don't know where I'm at. As I was saying during the October meeting, we took significant public comment. The staff addressed all of those comments that we received during the October meeting prior to the open houses. So during the open houses, we presented the changes that we would make to those plans as a result of those comments. And that helped keep the discussions productive at the open houses. You'll see in your packet, you've got a table that summarizes all the proposed changes. And we found that many of the comments could be addressed with editorial changes to the plan without changing the purpose or the intent of the plan. One of the things we want to achieve with this new plan is having a more publicly accessible plan that is more responsive than previous plans. Adam Strainer, the Helena area fish biologist, will walk you through our new format and how it achieves that. After Adam's spoken, I'll cover alternatives and recommendations.
Chair
Chair, members of the commission, Adam Strainer, Helen Area Fisheries Biologist. So as Eileen stated, one of the goals of this plan is to find new creative ways to achieve a consumable version of the plan. My computer's. There, does that work? So, like I was saying, one of the challenges for this new plan was to create some consumable, more consumable versions of the plan so that folks would be able to, for instance, the handout I gave you is a portion of the lengthy management plan, and that's known as the executive summary. That's what we're considering a piece of work that we can lay out on a table. Somebody could pick it up and understand what the core components of the plan are. Well, like I said, that's part of the plan. Consumable version. Understand everything there is to know about the plan. But the really neat thing we decided to do this time was tackle what's called a story map, which is an ArcGIS program which basically takes and places an online PowerPoint into a consumable version. And I'll walk you through this plan. It's going to look a lot like the executive summary in front of you. Here's a good look at the story map. So I'll walk you through the story map. Some great photos we found. Basically, the theme of this plan is adapt and respond. And you'll see that theme throughout not only the plan, but kind of that's what the department's trying to achieve with this proposal. I'm going to walk you through. So basically, what you can do with this plan or with this story map is you could pull it up on your phone, tablet, online. We'll have a link on our webpage, on the management plan page, if this is approved. And folks will be able to, in a nutshell, have just another avenue for consuming the core components of the plan. So I'll walk you through the core components here. Basically, major goals of the plan, the current four core goals of the plan, which you've seen in the plan. We've got the overview of the plan area, which you've seen in the plan. And keep in mind, you could do this remotely from your phone. Public involvement component, real short and concise versions of what the plan is and how the public help us shape what you see before you today. Again, these are kind of 10,000-foot concepts of the plan. Quotes from the actual public comment themselves found throughout this. And I do want to note that this is still in the beta version. If the plan were approved, there'll be a few minor tweaks to this, but draft version of this. Fisheries management framework. Then, of course, river sections and reservoirs. And we don't have to go through this line by line. I'll leave that up to you to check out after the fact if the plan is indeed approved. But suffice to say, it's a really neat contemporary way to consume management plans. I don't think the agency has tackled anything like this before, and I think it's a fresh perspective. I do want to say at the very end, one of the things that we do get a lot of questions about is, I'm going to go scroll to the very bottom, we're going to have live links directly to the plan itself, but more importantly, the data. That's what folks are going to be concerned with moving forward, is seeing the data trends, how we would plug those into the management plan and use strategies moving forward. And so we're going to have links like this button, which will take you directly to those charts that are found in Appendix A. And so in a nutshell, it's an easy way for folks to be able to go and understand exactly what it is we're talking about, what the goals and visions of the plan are, and the strategies we intend to use. While I'm up here, I'll take a second. I'd like to thank some folks that kind of helped shape this plan. I want to thank FWP staff in particular. Eileen Rice, Eric Roberts, Jason Roten, Ron Spoon, Troy Humphrey, Peggy O'Neill McLeod, Missy Irving, and Ryan Alger. Basically, the proposal for you couldn't have happened without them. And then thank you to all the folks that stayed with us for the last 2.5 years from the public standpoint and helped us give you what you see before.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the commission?
Before we take questions, just to reiterate what Adam says, during this process, it became painfully aware that the materials that we often use to communicate with the public are not in a very easily digestible format. This is the first time that we've used a format that Adam showed you for a management plan. It should be easier for everyone to not only get access to, but it also allows us to update it live. So we're not, waiting for 10 years to physically update a paper copy. Hopefully that helps us get the information to the public in a more timely and responsive manner. So there's three alternatives that you have in front of you today. You can accept the plan as we've presented it. You could modify the plan, or you could choose to not approve the plan. This third option of not approving the plan did come up during our open houses. We were asked multiple times by the public what would happen under that alternative. So just to be clear, if you choose to go that route, we would not have a management plan for the area with no prescriptive management for the reservoirs and the two river systems. Our recommendation today is for you to accept the plan as we have presented it. With that, Adam and I would be happy to take questions.
Thank you, Eileen. On the commission's table.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question, but could I make a comment?
Yes, absolutely.
I've been with this pretty much since Chairman Vermilion appointed me to this committee. There's been a lot of work done by the staff, Eric and Adam and Eileen and the others that Adam mentioned. It's been a tremendous improvement, I think, from what I've seen, what the people, the public have told me. Sure, there are things in this plan that minor things that somebody doesn't like here and there, but I think they're minor. Overall, I think this is a good plan, and I think it should be approved today.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Further comment from the commission? Or a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve the Upper Missouri River Fishery Management Plan as presented.
I would second that, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second. Any further comments from the discussion from the commission? I'd say thanks, Rich, for sticking in on this. It was a lot of work. I know you attended most of the meetings and stayed in very close touch with the folks that were involved. It was a lot of work. I really appreciate that effort.
One further comment that I should make. I think during this process, I saw a lot of growth in the individuals within the department, and I think the final product, when it came out, it also showed the public that the department was willing to listen, and there was a perception out there before this process that I heard several times that we weren't really willing to listen, when the commission was not willing to listen. And I think through this whole process, it's quit. Yep. Is it working? Okay. Through that whole process, I think it has encouraged the public out there to understand that they can come to the department when they have questions or concerns, and they will be listened to. So, again, I want to thank all of the staff for doing that.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. This is a final session. No further comment? Well, there's just like this one zone. Don't move your head. It's like playing freeze tag. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, and again, thanks for all the hard work that went into this and all the members of the public that participated. We're skipping on the agenda. We're moving